about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Are you ready to get out of debt and start winning with money? Each week, The Money Champ brings you strategies for getting out of the financial rat race and building long-term wealth. You'll learn tips for getting rid of student loan debt, paying off your house in under 10 years, investing for retirement, and much, much more. And now, The Money Champ, Nick Blair.
This week we have a special guest joining us to share her story about how she made it through college and graduated debt-free. Carrie Pato joins me today all the way from Minnesota to share some tips and best practices on how she was able to graduate from college with no debt. Carrie, thank you so much for joining me on the show today. My followers and I, we can't wait to hear your story. So we'll begin. Tell us a little bit about your background and what you do for a living.
Well, after graduating from the University of Wisconsin, River Falls, I had a degree in mass communications and journalism. I ended up producing television news.
Okay.
And that career spanned more than a decade.
Mm-hmm.
I actually started in Minnesota at the Fox station. And then I also worked for, I was a personal assistant to Andrew Zimmern from Bizarre Foods with Andrew Zimmern. And then I decided, you know, it was time to move on. And so I moved to Spokane, Washington, produced television news there, and also in Boise, Idaho. And then after 5 years away, I returned back to Minnesota, which my parents were happy to have me back. And I was hired and produced Minneapolis's top-rated morning news and entertainment show, the Fox 9 Buzz.
Oh, wow.
And also, I was nominated for an Emmy.
Really?
Currently, I am a media coach with Media Mindfield in Minneapolis. Media Mindfield is a PR agency on a mission to change the perception of the industry. So we're not that PR agency sending out the press release. We actually declared it dead a while back on our Facebook page. We work with clients, you know, we help define their message and promote it through interviews on local news and through social media. We don't just work here in the Twin Cities. The clients can be seen in 143 markets. You know, we're seen last year in more than 143 media markets.
Well, now talk to me about school. It looks like you graduated in 2004 without a penny of debt. Essentially, that's unheard of. Talk to us about how were you able to do that?
Well, when I saw, when I got this question, I knew that I did it, but I didn't know how I did it. So I thought back and actually talked with my mom and came up and remembered how it all happened. So the first thing, family support was huge.
Absolutely.
You know, next, the school that I chose was very inexpensive. And also just working my tail off. My parents helped me the first year.
Mm-hmm.
My mom did not want me to work my freshman year because she wanted me to enjoy the college experience. So my parents were able to save for that first year. The second year, I decided to apply to be a resident assistant, which, I mean, I blindly went into this interview. I'm a sophomore. I'm 19 years old. What do I know? And ended up getting the job, and your room and board is paid for, and you get the largest meal plan.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, it was, all I was paying was tuition my second year. And the third and fourth years, you know, again, just being frugal and working really hard. I had numerous jobs, you know, work, study. I didn't really get any financial aid except work, study. And it was great because, you know, you're guaranteed at least the federal minimum wage.
Yes.
And that money went directly back to the school. So basically, you know, they give me the check, I sign it over and give it back to them. You know, it's kind of an easy way to budget and save, and I had very few scholarships, but I did have a few from my high school and from my church.
Yeah, nothing like hard work to you know, get the job done. As far as your major, kind of like, talk to me a little bit about when did you find your major? Kind of like when, at what year did you, I guess, kind of find your passion and declare a major?
So going in my freshman year, undecided. I thought political science, I wasn't really sure. Well, a friend of mine said, you should listen to my radio show. And I was thinking, a radio show? Okay, we'll listen. So turned it on, the campus radio station, and listened to him. And I was with a friend of mine at the time. We turned and we looked at each other and we were like, we need to do this. It was so cool. So we went up, we went to the radio station the next day. We applied for a show. We were on Sunday nights, 8 to 10. We made t-shirts. We played all kinds of music. We talked. We took requests, and it was a blast. And then I also discovered that there was a campus TV show, and that also appealed to me. And I had no idea why these things appealed to me, because they really didn't until, I got to college. There weren't these opportunities in high school like there are in some schools now of the media area. So was involved in the campus TV show and slowly just tried every single, working the teleprompter, writing, editing, shooting. I hosted like a little mini segment and then eventually became the host of the campus TV show.
Oh, wow. So you worked your way
and had that and did. Yeah, and did that for 5 years and, worked on both for 5 years. So not only was I working 4 to 5 jobs studying, I was also on the track and field, collegiate 4-H, and hosting a campus TV show and radio show.
Oh, my gosh. When did you sleep?
And that's the thing. My job, opened up the track indoor track facility, which is available to community members, and I opened that. So 5, 6 a.m., and, like I said, the radio show, 8 to 10, 8 to midnight, all kinds of crazy odd hours, which actually is funny because that continued on into my career for the first for 10 years. So working all kinds of crazy, working at 2 a.m., working, at 10 p.m. into the morning hours.
Just have to applaud you right there, Carrie, for your determination. I mean, I don't know too many people that would essentially work around the clock basically like you did, to save money. I'm sure it definitely paid off for you by definitely not having student loans. With that being said, it sounds like, through the diligence and perseverance that you faced, would you feel that finding your passion in life and having a goal to work towards helped you stay focused?
I think so. I have grown up a lot recently. So, I think I was just a clueless kid and had no idea what I was doing. I feel like people going to college now know a lot more than I did and understand things a lot more than I did. It was a lot of just trial and error, learning as I go. And honestly, I still don't really know what I want to be when I grow up. I'm still searching. Some of my passions, I enjoy baking. I enter baked goods at county fairs and the state fair here in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And so, maybe my passion will go that way. But again, you're right. To do that, it's going to take a lot of hard work and determination. And, hopefully I'll figure it out.
Also, another thing I have for you, as far as definitely I know you had to stay on a budget, being a college kid. I can just kind of think back to when I was in school and, that was one of the most difficult things, just kind of staying on track with your budget. Kind of talk to us about how you were able to stay disciplined with your budget.
I would have to say I am a very frugal person. This probably started when I was a child and I was observing my parents and I saw their struggle. I saw their struggle with money.
Okay.
I didn't understand it because I'm a child and they didn't discuss it with me, but I knew that we had money. We were able to pay our bills and things like that. But I wasn't going to Disney World or, we weren't taking those family type trips. The first time I stayed in a hotel was the band and choir trip in high school. the first time I went to Disney World, I went myself, and I was 21 years old. You know, so, you know, I just saw a struggle, and I knew that I didn't want that struggle.
Absolutely.
So I didn't really understand that what you needed to do was create a budget, but that's, I guess, what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew that I couldn't spend more money than I had in the bank. And that's the basic concept that I knew, and the only thing that I was basing off. And I knew that when I received the bill, I needed to pay it.
Absolutely.
You know, when I saw that number, and I knew that there would be, if I didn't pay it, there would be interest, and then I'd be end up paying more. And I did not want to give anyone more than I needed to.
Absolutely. Well, again, I have to give you kudos, because like I said, not too many college students, you know, will essentially recognize that and actually follow through. So just definitely kudos to you. And what suggestions would you have for students attending college today? Kind of like, what would be, I guess, the top three things that you would say to a kid that's going to college right now?
Well, one, three things that I think are important. Finding a mentor, envision your future, do your research, and I'm going to add a fourth one, okay. Have fun. So when I say a mentor, this is definitely worth an investment of time. Relationships are so important, cultivating relationships. Every single job I feel that I've had or opportunity I've had, it's because of a relationship I have fostered and nurtured, and I knew someone. So that old saying, it's not what you know, it's who you know, has come true.
Yeah, couldn't agree
so
more
just
with
surround,
you.
Surrounding yourself with motivated and goal-driven individuals. I mean, these are the people that are inventing the new and latest apps, the people that are driven, those are the people that you want to surround yourself and feed off of, and then you'll be successful. And then next, envision what type of lifestyle do you want? You know, I just didn't think about this. You know, after 10 years in television, I realized I don't want to wake up at 2 a.m. My family and my lifestyle and my health are way more important than my job. And I mean, maybe that's, you know, that's not everyone, you know, but for me, that's just what I discovered. You know, those odd hours and weekends, it just wasn't for me. So research all kinds of careers, figure out the basics. When does that person work? You know, and then I believe in job shadowing. Yes, internships are so important, but job shadowing works. You just, you know, call someone up, you know, send an email of someone, a job you're interested in, and say, hey, can I hang out with you for the day? It's only a day of their time versus an internship, which is a whole semester where that person has to invest more time in you. So I think that's important. And then when I say research, I mean financial aid research. I mean research the college. Like I said, I went to an inexpensive school, River Falls. I mean, compared to the University of Minnesota, I mean, I saved $9,000 a year. You know, it's $9,000 or more to go to the University of Minnesota. And again, that's not for everyone, you know, and if you have your heart set on a certain university, you'll figure out a way. You'll be determined because you're determined to go to that school. And then, of course, I want to end, have fun. You know, it may sound like I worked a lot and I wasn't having fun. Like I said, I'm frugal. I didn't go out and party all that. You know, I did other things with my time. Like I said, I was investing in my future and goal driven. And, you know, I still had fun and, you know, and traveled and did the things that I was able to do. But college is a great time to meet people and have fun, study abroad, and experience all the opportunities that you can.
You're exactly right. You know, my big thing was, oh, okay, it's easy just mm-hmm. to take out a loan, you know. And that's why, you know, I hate student loans. You know, it's kind of like the only loan that you can get that's unsecured. You know, there's no credit check. You know, you can just 18 years old. I mean, and there's just kind of nothing to back it. And it's just a predatory loan. And, you know, I just hate them. And so Thank you so much, you know, for coming on this show and sharing your story and everything that you did to be in the position that you are in now. I mean, just great advice. I couldn't have said it better myself, and I completely agree with everything that you said.
Great. Thanks for having me.